men, they'll come. Black women, white women, short women, tall women, ugly, fine looking one. All kinds of women, they'll come and praise the Lord with you. Funny looking one, bow-legged ones, they'll come. And they'll shout the devil out of this house. I thank God for the women. Ain't no shame in my game. We come this far in this church because of the help of those women. And I'm forever grateful. When you call them, they show up. You know why they show up? Because they are spiritual. Spiritually, there's a fight between you and the devil. Sister, be aware that he's after you. And that is why you fight over little things. That is why he don't want you to get along with each other. When ladies get together, they fight over a hairpiece. They'll fight over their purse. They fight over a date. They fight over who is married to who. So be acting ugly, say, who's messing with whose husband? Hey, nobody wants your husband. Let me help somebody. You say, hey, what happened to the preacher today? Ain't nobody want that pot belly man. Come on, get a clue, baby. Let's be real. So, he's the devil. Oh, Lord. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I got to stop now. I'm trying to, let me get holy again. See, watch out for the devil. He's after your children. He's after your grandchildren.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. 88.1 K255BT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 K223BI Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 KQJO St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3 He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, Mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard in Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, invite you to come and worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30, followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our in-depth Bible study at 6:30 on Wednesday night. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a trip here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Today, from the book of 1 John, the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 4. Come on, stand so we can get ready. Book of 1 John. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
4:4. You'll find these words that are written. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4. Listen at what he says. How fitting is the song today in the song ministry, in the music ministry. First, all of the honor, all of the praise, all of the glory, all of the thanksgiving be unto the Almighty and to the living God, to Jesus who is our Lord and Savior, to the power, the indwelling, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit. I want to thank our young people for ushering in. Come on, let's praise them. In the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 4, you'll find these words written. John says what? Okay, let's do that again. He says what? You are of God, little children. You have overcome them because what? That he that is in the world. Let's do it again because I want you to receive it. He says what? You are of Christ, little children. He said, and have overcome them because what? He that is in you, that he that is in what? I want to talk to you today about the king in me. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's a king in me. Talk to you about the king in me. The king. John tells the church, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater, bigger. I looked up the word greater. In Hebrew, it means pedigree. I couldn't put it together. So why would greater and pedigree? I mean, it just doesn't seem to fit. I ponder it as I studied it. Greater, pedigree. In Hebrew, it means pedigree. It means a pedigree means of who you came from. Your makeup tells your pedigree. I thought about pedigree and I kept wondering, I kept pondering, I kept going over it over and over, over and over in my head. I couldn't get it. I ate on it, I slept on it, I thought about it, I meditated on it, and I kept saying greater and pedigree, pedigree, pedigree. What does pedigree have to do with greater? How in the world is this going to happen? And so I happened to just walk into stare out into my backyard. And in my backyard, God had been trying to tell me all the time. He said, look right there in your backyard. There is a German Shepherd back there in my backyard that I just purchased. And this German Shepherd, the reason why I purchased this German Shepherd, one of the first things that I asked the breeder for was his pedigree. Let me help somebody. The first thing that I asked for his papers. And his papers tells the dogs pedigree. All the way back 10 generations. Preach, Reverend Turner. It helped me because it tells me that this one was bred to that one and that one was bred to that one. And it tells that my dog is pure bread. Somebody didn't get it. Your pedigree since you've been saved, your pedigree can be traced all the way back to Genesis. When God said, let us make man in our image. In other words, part of God is in man, and part of God is in man, so that means that I was bred from God, which tells me that I'm pure bread. Somebody still hadn't gotten it yet. You're going to be shouting in just a minute because, you see, this is going to help you to start understanding that you have allowed the devil to rob you and rape you of some things that you should have been had. When you are of pure pedigree, and then the word pedigree goes all the way to royalty. And pedigree was fitting to royalty. And I'm saying, wait a minute, this, I know this don't work. This just not right here. This just, but when you have pedigree and it is pure, it means that if you were bred of royal blood, it comes all the way down to tell you that you royalty. Because Jesus had the best when he said, you are of me and I am of you. And we are of God, and God is royalty. Jesus is the king, and you are bred from the king. And Peter said, let me make it perfectly clear to you, since you didn't get it from there. He said, you are a royal priesthood. Priest, Reverend Turner, they still not getting it yet. And a royal priesthood means that you are purely bred. And so therefore, there are things that aren't even supposed to be in your atmosphere. There are things that are not even supposed to be in your circle. There are things that you are not supposed to allow to discourage you. There are things that you are not even supposed to allow to be in your surroundings because you are royalty. And royalty travels with security. Preach, Reverend Turner. Royalty always travels with security. William and Prince Harry, they travel with security. I wish I had some believers. You let Barack Obama pull up here. He can't just pull up here in a regular car. You're going to see a whole body of cars come down, and two or three of them before he get here is his. They're still not getting it yet. Wait a minute. Somebody asked me, well, what is my security? The Holy Ghost. That's why some things that God will not allow to even come into your airspace. Cause you are royalty. Reverend E.B. Hill tells, the late Reverend E.B. Hill tells the story about when he went over in Africa with Jesse Jackson on a tour, on a mission. And he said that when they got off the plane, all of the people came up and they was greeting Jesse and all of that kind of stuff. And said they took him to the Royal, one of the big hotels, and man, they had suites and everything. And so he said he was about four or five people back from Jesse. And he said all of the people was surrounding Jesse. They took Jesse and he said they walked him all down to the halls and everything. And he said when they got ready to go into a certain conference room, he said they began to stop him. And he said, I'm supposed to be in there. And they said, why? He said, what? He said, no. And so they were checking his credentials and everything. He said, no. And so finally he said, I'm with Jesse. And they let him in the room. There are some rooms. That you can get in. Let me tell you why. Because all you got to do is just say, it's the king in me. They're just not getting it. Help us. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. There are some folk that got the, you have to understand that the king in you gives you access to some things that folk that are not saved can't get. There is some royal benefits and privileges that you are entitled to get because there is the king in you. Devil's supposed to shake. When you get in some situations, when you walk into the room, the devil ought to shake and be afraid because the king in you makes them shake. God, dog, let me help somebody. Why do you think that folk cause so much havoc in your life? Why do you think that people hate you so much? Why do you think that the devil can't stand stand you and can't stand to be around you and talk about you and scandalize your name. You've been going home getting all depressed, talking about, well, you know, they don't like me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. They are annoyed with your anointing. Y'all still not getting this yet. I mean, they are annoyed with your anointing. Your anointing is annoying them. When you come around, the devil just get mad. Child, there she come again. There he come again with this. They are annoyed with your anointing. If you had a lot of foolishness going on, you could join in with the crowd. But you are not one of the crowd. You are in the world, but you are not of. Preach, Reverend Turner. You got to understand that it's the King in you. Why do you think that folk of the world walk up to you and tell you, child, you don't belong here? You out there trying to do what they do, trying to curse like they curse, trying to play games like they play games, trying to play mind games the way they play mind games, and you get beat at the game every time. Haven't you learned that the game has passed you by? The game is for dirty folk. You are not dirty, you've been washed. I wish I had a praying church. You've been washed. I wanna get out here and I wanna curse like, you wait till I catch her when she come to work. I'm gonna curse her out. I'm gonna tell her a piece of my mind. Maybe that's why you won't have no mind, because you left a piece of it everywhere. I ain't gonna have a single friend when I leave here. The King in me tells me that I'm better, that I deserve better than handouts. The King in me tells me that I deserve better than welfare. The King in me tells me, because it's right here and it's written in the script, that God shall supply all of my needs. Keep your little funky welfare. In the script, it's in the script, it's in the script, it's right here. David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. The King in me tell me my daddy gonna feed me. The King in me tell me I'm gonna rise. The King in me tell me that I'm gonna make it. The King in me tell me I'm gonna be healed. The King in me tell me I'm gonna be delivered. The King in me tells me what you meant for evil, the God that I serve gonna turn it into good. It's the King in me. I'm going to take what you give me. And then jokers got dirty, well, you arrogant. No, I'm anointed. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm anointed. I'm not arrogant, I'm anointed. I know who I am, and I know whose I am, and I know that I'm gonna make it. Touch your neighbor and say, just like I'm gonna make it, you're gonna make it, because it's the King in you. King in me, don't give me any fear. The King in me tells me that God, if I trust in him, he'll see me through. The King in me, I used to, come here, old folk, the old folk, I used to wonder how it is they didn't have a dime of a rent money, they didn't have a fine car, they didn't have a fine clothes, they but it was stuff that folks just couldn't give them. People be trying to give them some. My grandmother, you know, they tried to give us some clothes, and here my grandmother was wearing old clothes. Old, and I said, Grandma, well, you know what I mean? That's just. She said, no, I don't need that. She said, the Lord will take care of me. That joker was simply saying, the King in me tells me that I'm a child of God. The king in me tells me that I'm going to make it. The king, John, was around. This was the turn of the first century. John was in the church there in Ephesus. You do know that John, when he was on the island of Patmos, didn't stay there. They thought he was going to die there, but he didn't. John was the only apostle out of the 12 apostles that died of natural causes. John was delivered from the island of Patmos, and everybody was wondering, where in the world is John? John was in Ephesus starting new churches. I told you that because I wanted to give you this piece of information. Just when the devil think he got you down. Thank you, Donnie. Thank you. I appreciate it. He said, we fall down, but... You see, just when the devil thinks that he's got you down, guess what? God tells you that he picks you up because he's got to work for you. Why do you think God took you and put you where you are today? God didn't take you and put you up today and put you in a new car just so you can ride around and look good. God put you there because he wanted to make you his showpiece. Ah, there was some jokers saying you wasn't going to make it. There was some jokers that say you wasn't going to pay for it. There was some jokers say you were going to lose your mind. But God said, I got a showpiece. He said he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. And he prepares a table before me in the presence of them jokers that lied and talked about you. He said, I'm going to do it right there, in there. It's the king in you that they can't stand. It's the king in you that make you dress the way you dress. It's the king in you that make you walk the way you walk. It's the king in you that make you talk the way you talk. It's the king in you that make you move where you move at and stay where you stay and live where you live and eat what you eat and talk the way you talk. It's the king in you, I tell you. Something wrong, Pastor. I don't feel the way I used to feel. I don't want to go to places I used to go. When I go there, I don't feel right. I feel out of place. Honey, let me tell you, it's the king in you. You might not be able to see him, and you might not be able to recognize him, but every now and then he'll move. It's the king. He's telling you, greater is he that is in you. Then he, child, when somebody cursed me out, I used to turn around. I know y'all in the church and y'all holy now. Child, I'm holier than thou and I've always been this way. You remember when you used to do that? Now, since it's now, notice that when them jokers do something like that, you said, talk to the hand. Some of you jokers get bad with it and say, get behind me, Satan. You know why? You don't have to turn around and curse because you've learned that it's the king in you, that God will fight your battles. It's the king in you that tell you that the battle is not yours, but it belongs to the Lord. Preach, Reverend Turner, you're going to preach by yourself today. The king in you tell you that you can't act that way. The king in you tells you that there's a certain way that you have to walk. The king in you. And isn't it strange how jokers can recognize the king in you before you do? You wondering what has changed in your life? Why you don't like welfare anymore? Why you don't have to take a handout? Why you don't have to wait on somebody to give you something? It's because it's other folks have learned that you have changed, because they'll walk up to you and say, child, you done changed. No, I think I'm still the way I used to be. No, you done changed. You don't call the way you used to call. You don't come around the way you used to come around, you know. But no, I don't think I've changed. And they trying to tell you it's the king in you. They were going down and you going up. They were you progressing and they regressing. Yes, regressing is a word. That's going round and round and round. I know everybody's saying, well, he done made up a word. Yeah. Since I made it up, since I'm my own Webster's Dictionary, and I got to give you the meaning to it, it means round and round and round and never going anywhere. You progressing, you going up, you going from one level to the next level, you going from good to bad, you going from bad to good, you going from sinner to saint, and they still doing the same thing. Just go around to some of the corners that you left, you see some of them jokers still there. Just go around to some of the neighborhood, you see they still there doing the same thing. They still barbecuing on Sunday, still cussing, still drinking 40s, still smoking cigarettes, still smoking blunt, still listening to the same rap music. Child, it's the same rap music you had on when I left. I wish I had some believers. You still fixing on your car. You still sweeping out your, yeah, it's still doing the same thing, and here you are doing better. And then them jokers got nerve enough to say that you think you better than everybody else. No, I ain't better than everybody else. I'm just different. I ain't gonna have a single friend when I leave here. It's the King in me that tells me I can do better. King in you tells you that when you are confronted with certain situations, you can do better. King in you won't you let you sleep at night. King in you, and can I tell you something? The King in you is the one that have them little princes in your household. We stop looking at our children, their little bad children, and see them as princes and princesses. We'll start to teach them that, yes, it's the King in you. It's that royalty in your blood, that pedigree that's coming out of you. You have the right English because it's the pedigree that's in you.
Hi, this is Reverend L. Richmond Turner, Senior Pastor of the Christian Love Baptist Church family, with a personal invitation to you to come and join our church family. We want to help you to reclaim what the devil stole, revive the Spirit of God that is in you, and God will restore all of the things to you. We're asking that you would come and worship and see what God can do in your life today.
Winfield Funeral Home of Alexandria has been serving families in central Louisiana for over 60 years. We provide comfort to all families with honesty, patience, dignity, and respect. Our professional, caring, licensed, and qualified staff is ready to guide your family during their time of need. Winfield offers a wide range of services such as pre-planning, insurance, repast accommodations, cemetery assistance, and Winfield has complete funeral service options that are affordable, including a 20-gauge steel casket and limousine. So please phone our licensed funeral director and general manager, Mr. Eugene Miller II, at 318-955-0071. That's 318-955-0071. For more information regarding our services, and choose Winfield to help you celebrate life. Mahler Furniture, a community institution, always providing excellent value at affordable prices. All furniture, bedding, and accessories at amazing value. Interest-free financing. Layaways also available while you're waiting for that tax refund. Remember, you didn't buy it from Mahler, you paid too much. Mahler Furniture is a proud community sponsor. 98 Bolton Avenue. For over 84 years, Joseph's Wallpaper and Paint has been giving out expert paint advice. If you've got questions, we've got answers. With over 150 years of combined paint experience, we'll lead you in the right directions, allowing you to save time and money on any painting project. Dream, create. Joseph's Wallpaper and Paint, a proud. If it's an affordable automobile, it's at Lee Street Motors. Our company motto is, we are affordable. Lee Street Motors, located 2204 Lee Street, has a full inventory of affordable cars, trucks, and vans. Lee Street Motors specializes in vehicles that are within your budget. Financing available.